the last 2 days, there's been some improvement, but over the last other week or so, there was limited power supply. This also putting the situation to some of the power stations which were not fully operational, but hopefully they've now rectified that situation, and we hope the situation is going to be improving. But should the situation continue to be erratic, the crop is now at a critical stage and requires more water, and if there are longer periods of no electricity, that will affect the yields.
Farmers have been requesting ZESA for priority over other consumers in order for them to have full access to power.
That has been the request from farmers, but because farmers are scattered all over the country, there's no dedicated line to the farmer because of shortage of the generated power. Meanwhile, while ZESA was looking forward to doing that, but because of the real fact that there was undersupply of the power, therefore it meant that ZESA could not give the farmers the required power as would normally be the case. The winter crop, which is wheat or barley, is a crop that requires support, not only support in terms of power to irrigate, but also support in terms of the whole program, because it's an expensive crop that we are growing, we are irrigating, there's cost of irrigation and the cost of normal cost of production. Normally, to have the crop grow to the size we have had, it has been because of a deliberate support program where the government was supporting production of wheat specifically to ensure that the farmers would get a return on their investment in terms of wheat.